Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Register.
Hey, man.
And Dylan Shivery.
Billy.
We're going to talk about sports, all of the sports, baby.
I thought it was Football Thursday, according to
Oh, shit, day. It is Football Thursday, huh? No. There's a baseball minute on here. Also, it's Wednesday. More than one sport today.
Oh, shit. Am I supposed to have the baseball minute prepared?
Nah, you piece of shit, trash human.
I claimed it last time, but I have nothing prepared.
It's okay.
So.
Dan did it because he cares.
Well, I care as
well. Yeah, but there's only like one thing to really talk about during the baseball minute, and we'll get into it when that time comes.
Yeah, you hold on tight for that baseball minute. You're going to have to stick around to earn that, you know? That's what I'm saying. Thursday night games in the NFL. Rams at 49ers. That's
exciting.
Man, can you believe it? The line is Rams minus 2.5. The total is 39.5 for the over-under.
Here's the thing, though. A game this shitty that you would have no interest in usually, get some skin in the game, put some money on it, boom, it is now an interesting football game. Because that's a trash game.
Well, this is one of the reasons that fantasy football is also extremely helpful, because I have Todd Gurley, so I'm going to watch the game to see Gurley do work.
I noted the only interesting thing about this game is that the two coaches, Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, are respectively 37 and 31 years of age. So a super young matchup.
Of course, Kyle Shanahan, a good friend of Chris Sims, they have matching tattoos. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, that's weird. That's real weird.
It's not normal.
Sean McVay's 31 years old?
Yes, sir.
How could you possibly listen to a 31-year-old man?
I mean, there's players that are older than him on the roster.
I know. You don't know anything at 31. Nothing.
Absolutely
You're
nothing.
But a babe in the game of life.
Sure.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, I'll watch this shit game. I don't have anything else to do. You know, NFL ratings have plummeted.
That's what I hear, man.
The millennials, they don't turn on their TVs.
Is that another thing we're killing?
It's because the 49ers play the Rams.
Also that.
Because millennials are killing the football industry.
The NFL product has been trashed thus far this season, and also millennials.
Millennials spend their time eating grass-fed whatever instead of, you know.
Like, it's like grass-fed organic pasta.
Yeah.
Like pasta.
Grass-fed
pasta. Pasta that only ever ate grass.
Yes. I thought we only eat avocado toast.
Are you a millennial? Dylan?
Yeah, we're all millennials.
Why are we all millennials? I thought I was Generation Y or something.
I think if you're born, I think it starts at like 1981 is like the first year of the millennial.
What the fuck, really?
To like 96-ish or something.
There's too many of us.
A lot of us. We're trash people, though. All of us. We're just trash.
I like myself.
You're trash. I'm trash. Mike is trash.
Put us in the dumpster.
Dan, you're definitely trash.
You're the most trash of all of us.
Yeah, you're clearly the most trash.
Well, the other.
I'm 16-4 trash.
That's true. You're richer trash, but you're still trash.
16-4-1.
The college game on Thursday is Temple at South Florida. USF is a 19.5-point favorite. The over
under 63.
Yeah. So USF hasn't really lived up to their hype this year with Charlie Strong taking over.
They're undefeated.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They are, but they haven't looked impressive. I think they're not. Are they ranked? Did they lose their ranking? Because they were ranked 16th in the country.
Dude, all I've seen about USF is how good of a job Charlie Strong has done so far.
The dirty twist of irony here is that, Texas dumped him, and he's out here going undefeated at South Florida.
Three weeks in. They haven't played anybody. They played a trash Illinois team last week, barely covered. It's
South Florida, dude.
I know, but they hit their stride in the second half.
Like, if you go undefeated, you're doing.
They have
all
a
right.
very good quarterback in Quentin Flowers that Charlie Strong hasn't really let loose. So, like, they can be a much better team.
What are you watching South Florida play every week?
Mike has got the mic in his
South
hand.
Florida.
South Florida is currently ranked 21.
So they dropped in the
AP
rankings
and 17 in the coaches' bowl.
So they were 16.
I don't think they have dropped.
They started at 16. They're now 21. They have been unimpressive. I think they were tied with Stony Brook at halftime 2 weeks ago.
I'll take an unimpressive.
It's South Florida. You know who's not ranked? The University of Texas.
Right.
Dude, if you're the University of South Florida and you're in the top 25, you're doing good.
No, they've been a decent school, seen as they are my rival. I know a little bit
more
about USF.
He's a UCF guy.
Yeah,
I'm giving him credit. Willie Taggart built a good program before he went to Oregon. Now they have Charlie Strong, who's only going to recruit more Florida talent. And they've been fairly disappointing in the last three games.
But they But that
I'm going to respectfully, disrespectfully.
It just feels like a negative take. They haven't lost.
Haven't been as good as they should be.
Got to be happy with that.
Yeah.
They look beatable. Very beatable.
Well, whatever. They play tomorrow. They're a 19.5-point favorite against Temple.
And Temple's really shit. So they should blow the doors off Temple.
Poop school. Yeah. We've other things to look forward to. Two big matchups between top 25 teams this week.
Both of which are in my slate of games.
Yes, which makes them all the more important.
Getting dangerous.
As of 2 p.m. Wednesday, these lines are provided by mybookie.ag.
Mm-hmm.
And the first matchup we're going to talk about is number 16 TCU at number 6 Oklahoma State. The line is Oklahoma State minus 13. The over-under is 71.
That is a hefty line. That's big.
Yeah, so I got it at 12. It's now up to 13. You were right earlier.
I fucking told you.
In the week, it was going to only move up.
Oh, so you're on Oklahoma State then?
No, TCU. I'm on TCU. So Gary Patterson was able to essentially hold what many thought was a first-round talent in SMU's Cortland Sutton last week to one catch and 0 yards. Don't expect him to do that against James Washington, but I do think he's going to force Mason Rudolph to look elsewhere for the majority of the game, have somebody else beat him. Kenny Trill has clearly taken a step in the right direction, far from last year. He's been protecting the ball, which last year he did not because he led the Big 12 in interceptions. He's been making big plays all season. Still, the game's in Stillwater. It's going to be rocking with their highest expectations in school history, probably. And I expect the Cowboys to win, but TCU can score, and they will keep it within single digits. TCU plus 12/13, whatever you get at that. Take the points.
I'll tell you what the over-under, it's a tie, obviously. These are two big offenses.
Yeah, it's 71.
I am still taking the over here. They're going to score a billion. The first time two teams have ever scored a billion points in one game.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's going to be in this game.
A billion.
So pound the over. Pound it.
Pound it.
Empty your bank account on the over.
71 seems like a lot, but it's really not.
It's not for Big 12 football.
And I want to reiterate something here. I called this at the beginning of the week that or last week, or whenever the fuck we were on here last.
That
beginning
the line,
of the week.
Monday.
That the line would move this way. Because people are all in on OK State.
I mean, rightfully so.
Like, I'm still like minus 13.
But I don't think people are giving TCU enough credit or enough respect.
I would tend to take TCU in the points as well.
Yeah.
TCU, I can't respect Kenny Trill.
I mean, they beat...
I don't like him.
They beat a solid SMU team last week. And they destroyed Arkansas, who I think is also a decent team. Oklahoma State hasn't really played anybody. Pitt's nothing. Pitt's shit.
Dylan, you're taking plus 13?
Yeah, I got TCU.
Dan's on plus
12, 13,
whatever.
Yeah, give me the points.
I'm going to take OK State. But I also like the over. That is, I enjoy, we are overlords.
I'm not going to touch that. I'm just going to go with TCU.
Second game, number 17, Mississippi State at number 11, Georgia. The line is provided by mybookie.ag as of 2 p.m. Wednesday. Central time is Georgia minus 4.5. The over-under is 48.5. This is a good little fun game here, isn't it? Don't
you? Not too far.
What the fuck is going on?
I have notes, and I just need... I wrote
the
notes
line,
for the game.
The line is up.
Yeah, so the line's 4.5. Current it started at 7, now down to 4.5. Georgia minus 4.5.
I got Mississippi State. That's all I have to say.
Plus
about
7
it.
Plus 4.5.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go Georgia minus 4.5.
Okay.
That feels safe.
That's not safe. There's no word yet on whether Jacob Eason's coming back from his injury. Granted, I think Jake Fromm behind center is probably the better option for Georgia. Obviously, playing at Notre Dame isn't what it used to be, but he hung tough, got the W 2 weeks ago, kind of had a nice little tune-up game at Samford last Saturday. On the flip side, Nick
a tune-up game.
A little tune-up game. Nick Fitzgerald's the best quarterback in the SEC for Mississippi State. Dan Mullen is going to be one of the hottest coaching commodities come season's end. There's going to be a lot of openings in the SEC where he could probably jump ship. I don't think he does because I think he's waiting for that Florida gig to open up. Because he's essentially a shoo-in for the Florida job. He has a history just with molding quarterbacks and becoming great quarterbacks. You got Alex Smith. You have Tim Tebow. You have Dak Prescott. Now you have Nick Fitzgerald. I'm thinking this game, it's in Georgia. It's between the hedges. UGA probably wins this game, pulls it out, but it's nothing more than a touchdown. So I laid down the extra 190. Like, I got it at minus 190 for 7.5 to win 100. So I laid the extra cash for a little insurance.
Wait, you're advertising a minus 190 line of +7.5
yes.
as your pick?
Yes. So it's 4.5 right now. I don't, like, I think Mississippi State covers that, but I'm just getting some insurance and getting that extra 3 points, getting the 7.5, laying 190 to win 100. Because there's no way Georgia beats Mississippi State by more than one score.
Dylan?
I already picked Mississippi State. I have very few words to say, unlike Dan, about this game. But I'm still taking Mississippi State.
What, you don't have any commentary on Dan Mullen?
I don't have 10 minutes.
Being one of the hottest coaching commodities in the SEC? Waiting on the Florida job? You don't want to talk about fucking Jacob Eason?
Who might not start?
No. Well, Dan, let's get into the rest of your slate of games as advertised here.
All right. I think the easiest one of the weekends, West Virginia, I got a minus 20 over Kansas. I think that's up to 21, 22. Whatever it is, as long as it's within four touchdowns, you take Will Grier, you take Morgantown. They're playing Kansas. This is going to get ugly super fast. Arkansas, +2.5 over A&M. A&M has struggled the last two games with Nicholls State and L.A. Lafayette. Arkansas has had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. They had a bye week. I don't know why they had bye week so early, but they did.
Good for them.
It's a must win for both coaches, obviously, on the hot seat with Sumlin and Bielema. Both kind of like probably losing their job at the end of the season.
Bielema.
I really can't even pronounce his name correctly.
Bielema.
I believe.
Bielema.
Really just going with the Hogs because they got a senior quarterback in Austin Allen.
Hogs.
And A&M starting a freshman in Kellen Mond. So I'm just going to take the points.
Yeah, the Aggies fucking suck.
They're not good.
That's what I have to say about that.
They're garbage.
They are not a good team, and Sumlin is Dunsky.
But, okay, I haven't watched Arkansas play this year.
Neither have I.
They're getting 2.5 points?
Apparently.
It's in College Station.
They can't be that fucking bad.
Okay, but A&M is absolute trash. How bad is Arkansas?
Well, Arkansas has only played two games. They beat Florida A&M handily, and then they lost to TCU. TCU is a good team. I think TCU is not getting enough respect.
God, Arkansas all day long.
I can't bet on A&M. I'm Arkansas.
Shouts to hashtag Chad.
Yeah. I don't know how you. I don't care if they're having a bad year. They can't be having as bad of a year as the Aggies.
You're right. They're truly a garbage program right now.
Sad.
Mm. All right. Then we have I took NC State +13 over Florida State. This is going to be James Blackman's first college start for
Big
Florida
James
State.
Blackman guy. I am. Got a jersey and everything.
He's a tall dude, but really super skinny. He's like 185 pounds.
Yeah,
he's a stick.
We have a lot in common. Dicks.
My dumb gambling brain, just whenever I think NC State and Florida State, I always think NC State gives them problems. I don't know if that's like accurate or not. I haven't really checked. But whenever I think this game happens.
Well, as you know, this is your dumb gambling brain, so.
Yeah, this is true. I just think NC State gives
Florida State
I
love that you just
State
have
problems.
That programming, though. I honestly, those are the safest bets to me, the ones where you go with just your this weird gut thing that you know and you don't know why you know it, and it's usually wrong, but it usually works out.
But
that's just gambling.
That and like Florida State hasn't played a game in 2 weeks because of Hurricane Irma. It's a true freshman. I think he's redshirt actually. Redshirt freshman starting his first game. I don't think they're gonna be sharp enough to cover the 4 or the 13. Whatever the line is, if you can get it at, take the points, NC State.
What if they're well rested? You know?
You can make that argument. They are very well rested after that Alabama game.
And they just come out
swinging. Probably my least confident pick of the week, if we're being honest.
The NC State one?
So if you don't want to go with the NC State pick, I understand. But my most confident pick of the week is Oregon -16 over Arizona State.
Would you call it a lock?
It's a stone cold lock, yeah.
Stone cold lock.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Arizona State is in the bottom 10 teams in the country when it comes to yards per play on defense. Oregon has put up 40 in the first half in the last two games. The Ducks could very easily put up 70 in this game. It's pretty much Herbert and Freeman are going to continue to pad their stat lines and run away with this by like 40.
I don't know if you know this, but ducks fly together.
They do. In a V.
Yes.
Quack. 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 Quack.
Let's just do that the rest of the podcast.
Do you know Dylan's never seen Mighty Ducks?
Yes, I have.
Wait, are you not a fan of the Mighty Ducks? You've told me that you're not like a big Mighty Duck guy.
I'm not like a cult follower like everyone else in the office. But yeah, of course I've seen it. Everyone who grew up in the 90s has seen.
I'm not a cult follower. It's a good movie when I was a kid. I don't know. I haven't seen it in 15 fucking years. When it's on TV, I'll watch like 5 minutes of it and get bored or whatever. But I'll see Adam Banks like, you know, pull up a couple slap shots or whatever.
I'm not going to.
I'm a big D3 guy.
I'm not going to shit myself over it.
Hey, here's some news. College Game Day is coming to New York City in Times Square. That's exciting stuff.
Wow.
Because Times Square is like, you know, that's a big deal.
Wait, why are they doing that? I don't get it.
For funsies?
Would you ever go to College Game Day regardless? Because I think you have to be sober throughout. And you have to get there super early.
Well, you don't have to be sober. You just can't bring booze in.
I've been in a college town when game day was there, and I saw them set up like the day before, and I was like, cool to see and all that, but I have no desire to go to the actual set during the thing.
Here's a headline from the Chicago Tribune. ESPN's College Game Day heads to hotbed of collegiate pageantry. New York City?
Question mark. But really, what are they doing there?
I don't know.
That was a serious question.
The picture for the column is Corso talking to a like a Beanie Bear wolf. A husky, I imagine, and I can't even watch game day anymore.
Micah's got something
to say. Micah, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the idea behind this is because New York City has just so many different fan bases that can come out to the tailgate or the game day.
It's hard to say. They haven't really put out a statement as to why they're doing it. There are conspiracy theories out there. The biggest being that ABC and Disney, which owns ESPN, of course, is in a contractual dispute with a major New York area cable company where they're about to drop ESPN because ESPN wants a crazy amount of money. And so they're thinking this is some sort of goodwill gesture or something to raise attention of how popular ESPN is. We will see. I think it's a bizarre, strange move.
Here's my prediction. They will never do it again after this weekend.
They've never done it before. The show's been on the air 15, 16, 17 years.
It's going to be a trash show.
Here's a quote from ESPNU SiriusXM radio host Mark Packer. Love game day, but there have been more important football games played in my front yard than Times Square.
Well, I don't think there's a football game being
disrespectful
played.
Disrespectful to Times Square.
In Times Square.
You don't know that.
That's a fair point.
Small, you know, maybe Indian immigrants running through the streets with a football, playing in the middle of Times Square, stepping in poop. Human poop at that.
Just like homeless people shitting?
Stuart Mandel of The Athletic. I don't know what that is. He tweeted, "Hey, let's take an event that showcases the passion of college football to the least passionate spot in the country." So people are not high on this idea.
It is strange to me how angry people are about this. Like, people are legitimately upset.
Yeah, because I really care about where I get to watch Corso slip deeper into senility on a weekend basis.
Now we need that dude that like carries the Washington State flag to every game day has to go to fucking New York. Doesn't get to go to a game.
It's not a single guy.
It's not single.
How many more years does Corso do this?
I don't know. Corso had a stroke like 5 years ago.
There were discussions
and
like 4 years ago
on the air
when he was like making a fool out of himself on set and like he's this
dude.
It was done, right?
There was multiple points where like, for real, I don't watch game day anymore because it's too uncomfortable.
They just keep wheeling him out there.
It's like watching your grandpa. Like,
it's sad, man.
I love the guy. He's like a part of American history at this point, but I don't want to watch him like. You know, he's wearing a diaper up there. You know he is.
I was a big fan when Bill Murray spine-busted him onto, like, the stage a few years back. I thought he was going to kill Corso.
Like, I'll watch when they have a great guest or whatever. You know how they bring in, like, you know, Stone Cold or whoever the fuck or, you know.
That's your go-to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's the last really good one I remember.
Stone Cold was great on the show.
He was smashing beers on his face and doing all the Stone Cold
at 11 a.m. in Fort Worth. It was weird.
It was tight.
Do you guys have any opinion about why College Game Day, even with Corso and its painfulness, is still basically considered a great show, and all of the NFL pregame shows are such unwashable trash?
It's just part of waking up on Saturday and being able to turn it on and like having all those guys there.
Well, it's the environment that they're in, which is why this New York thing is stupid. It's because they're in a college town on campus. Students are there. It's just the mascot.
College Game Day is a great show to watch on mute. Like,
yeah.
In background, Saturday
background
morning, there's
noise.
So much going on. You got campus, you got students.
You wake
you're
up
not gonna
and you're
get
like,
any
oh,
that.
It's fucking game day because and the you show's get, on and you just get you hyped for the day.
And you get Reese Davis, who I think is just a better show host than like anybody in the NFL like Trey Wingo.
I like Herb Street. I'm a Kirk Herb Street guy.
Herb Street's good.
Chris Fowler was good. What happened to him? What is he doing now?
He's now calling games with Herb Street.
He was good.
You know how old Lee Corso is? Take a stab at it.
He's 74.
Dan?
82.
That is correct. Can you see my screen?
No.
He is 82 years old. He was born in 1935. Let that man go fucking retire. Put him out to pasture. What is going on?
No way. He should die on that set. In a giant head.
That's what's going to happen. He's going to put on like the fucking Michigan State giant Spartan head, pass out,
take
it
off, and he's just going to be slumped over in a seat?
Yes.
That's how he should go out, though. Doing what he loved.
And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just genuinely like, I do not enjoy watching him. Like, you don't want to watch old people get, you know, it's sad. I got my own fucking old family members to worry about. I'm not trying to worry about this guy, too. How do we get on this? What were we talking about?
Game day.
Oh.
Going to New
York? Yeah, New York City, Times Square. Yeah, that'll be great.
I think you're starting to slip in your old age.
Maybe I am. Speaking of slipping, you should slip into some very comfortable clothes from manoutfitters.com. Ha! That was my best one ever. Go to manoutfitters.com is the best menswear shopping experience in the history of the universe. Go to manoutfitters.com and use the code BACKDOOR and you will get 10% off your entire order. We got new Patagonia fleece and sweatshirts to keep you cool. And by cool, I mean warm as it gets cooler to keep you from nipping as much as Dylan does on a daily basis.
Thanks for that.
Vineyard Vines outerwear and button downs to make you look probably nicer than you are in your inside, your black heart.
Stunt on the haters in some Patagonia.
Yeah, buy an Arc'teryx jacket. Look fancy as hell. And broke. You'll be broke after.
Maybe get a True Grit fleece. I don't know.
But the way you get away with buying as much as you want is using the code BACKDOOR for 10% off your whole
order.
That's
how you do it.
These new True Grit fleeces are flying off the shelves. I don't know if you're aware of this. But, yeah, you need to look at those. ManOutfitters.com. Look at the new True Grit fleeces.
I'm trying to flex in one of those pretty soon.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. Go manoutfitters.com. We've also got an app you can download from the App Store by searching Man Outfitters.
There's stuff up to 50% off the app.
There is. We got special sales on the app. So I highly recommend, if you're going to check out Man Outfitters, the first way you should do it is by downloading that app, getting in there and seeing we've got crazy deals.
You get that 50%, then you add that 10%.
By typing in backdoor.
You're pretty much not even paying.
And it's like
we're just giving away stuff.
Just setting money on fire. Go check it out. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Dan's Baseball Minute. We might check in with the fucking Wolf. I don't know. We've been promised he would come on the show. He might not. The guy's sketchy as hell. He's hard to get a hold of. We've got some NFL shit. We want to make some picks on NFL games. And then maybe talk about some other stuff. Who knows? Maybe. We'll be right back.
All right. This is Will from the Touching Base podcast. It's football season. And you know what that means? You're drinking on Friday night. You're drinking on Saturday night. You're drinking Sunday night. And then you can't wait for Monday night. You know, but you know what you
Monday
do?
Monday night football, though.
I know. You drink on Monday night because it's Monday night football.
Oh, so listen to Touching Base.
You walk in the morning at work and you're feeling like shit. You know what we do every morning on Tuesdays? We record. We're there for you.
We are the premier sports podcast.
No, we're not the premier
sports.
Oh, we're not.
That's
not
us.
We're the premier podcast. We don't pigeonhole ourselves. We talk about anything.
Anything goes.
Like, I don't know. We can talk about anything from Micah's sexploits in college to...
Micah's our producer.
Tailgating tips. Oh, if they're listening, they know who Micah is.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead and listen.
Subscribe.
Hey, this is Dave, and I am with the Dudes Doing Business podcast. We are a business lifestyle podcast for you kids who are about to graduate and anybody who's even, you know, a few years out of school, or maybe you're like a 45-year-old man or woman. We're for you, too.
Anybody that's trying to figure out how to navigate their professional career. We do hotline calls from listeners, and we try to be as insightful as possible while keeping it fun and lighthearted.
Yeah, the kids love us.
The occasional 90s grunge era skateboard banter as well.
Yeah, we might talk grunge. We might talk, you know, pop punk. We might talk, old anything, vintage business. Nothing's off limits. We're here for you. If you got questions, we take emails. We got a hotline, like Madison said. Just give us a chance to earn your business. That's all we ask for. Find us again. It's at Dudes Doing Biz on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe, Dudes Doing Business. Thanks.
All right. We are back, and it is time for Dan's Baseball Minute?
Yeah.
Maybe. Why is there a question
I don't
mark?
Know. Who added that
Why?
Question mark?
I wasn't sure
Dan was gonna... Because Dan was ill-prepared one time.
Well, this is Dan's Baseball Minute.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty short. We can just get right into the conversation.
All right, I'm
just
starting the timer.
All right, LA Angels' Justin Upton hit a home run into the $1 million Sherman Williams paint can in left center field. but it went in on a bounce and did not land in the promotional sign on the fly. So Sherman Williams will not count it and will not donate the $1 million to the Angels Baseball Foundation charity. So I just wanted to take this minute to say, suck a bag of dick, Sherman Williams.
Here's a question. What does the Angels Baseball Foundation benefit?
That's a good question.
Maybe they're anti-paint.
Because I would like to know. If it's for sick kids, then yeah, fuck Sherman Williams. If it's
here's a question. What could it be for that you would be okay with them refusing to give
money? I support
money
some charities over other charities. Some are better than others. I'm just, you know.
The Angels Sick Baseball kids, Foundation, pretty high on my list. They're dedicated to improving the lives of children in need within their community and provides funding for youth in crisis, youth health initiatives, youth baseball programs, and youth.
Granted, the last thing.
When it comes to kids, then yeah, fuck Sherman Williams.
The last thing sick children need, though, is paint. So I feel like.
Well, I don't think they're donating paint.
It's not a million dollars worth of paint.
No, I know that, but it's like a paint company's clearly going to be against children sniffing paint.
I saw someone on Twitter.com, probably Darren Rovell.
They had
like $1 billion in revenue in 2016, and they can surely drop a milli. They can drop a milli for,
unfortunate. What a stupid, stupid company that is, Sherman Williams. But buy your paint elsewhere. Support better paint companies.
Guys, I have an important announcement. I have a very important person on the phone.
Oh, we should probably
play. This is the return of the fucking wolf. Can you hear me?
The wolf has joined the line.
The wolf has joined. The guys are putting in their headphones. And
hey, let me scratch that. The fucking wolf is on the line.
Thank God. All right. Can you guys hear?
Hello, wolf.
Yep.
Long time no talkie.
I know it. It's actually funny. I just had a call, like an actual work call, and I was talking to one of my employees, and I saw Mike had texted me. I was like, hey, I got to jump on another call. So I just said, fuck work. I'm going to do this podcast really quick.
Technically, this is a call. You know, it's not like you lied to the guy or girl, whatever.
It's true.
This is an important call.
Hey, do any girls listen to Backdoor Cover?
Not like 98% chicks, yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly chicks, hot chicks.
Yeah, they're all hot.
Yeah, they're probably super into you too, to be honest.
hey, ladies, if y'all are listening, the fucking wolf is single and he has a. Never mind.
Don't do it. I mean, wolf.
What's up, dudes?
Tell us about your picks of the week or whatever, you degenerate fuck.
So I'm pulling up some lines. I mean, I'm gonna be pretty honest with you guys. I've been slacking in my research this year. Had other shit going on, but
no, you didn't.
Let's take a look. Do y'all want just college or do y'all want like?
Anything.
NFL,
just bring us the heat,
boxing,
man.
Golf,
just shoot from the hip. Could be horse racing. I don't care. Anything.
All right. So, college football. What big games we got this weekend?
I'll throw one at you. Michigan, Purdue. Purdue plus 10.
All right. Control F. Purdue. Oh, dude, fucking give me Purdue all day, plus 10.
Purdue is back.
Fuck yeah.
We have discussed it.
Hey, the fucking wolf, do you know your record offhand for the year, your gambling record?
Well, it's funny because I was going to kind of ease back into football season. You know, this is like my fifth football season, and, you know, I was below my load on the first week, and, yeah, it sucks cock. But last weekend I bet all four early games and went 4-0. And then so I was like, all right, well, since I bet four early games, I'm going to bet eight afternoon games. And I went fucking 7-1. So, yeah, I had a hell of a week last week. I know it's no help to anybody who's listening.
It's
but,
not.
Yeah. So year to date for football, we're like, I don't know, 30-2.
Let's say you're on a heater. Let's just say you're on a heater and we're all going to ride with you on these picks that you're taking off the cuff. That you know absolutely nothing about.
Dude, speaking of heater, I'm about to throw in a fucking heater. By heater, I mean
a dip,
a nice little chaw. Yeah.
We call heaters cigarettes or heaters.
Yeah,
but you can call it whatever you want.
I mean, it's nicotine. It's the same shit.
Yeah, you're the fucking wolf. You call it whatever you want.
All right, Florida State and NC State. I'm gonna take NC State on that plus 13. I mean, yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Dan is with you. He agrees.
You know what game I actually am going to, I'm going to kind of be a square and take it, is A&M minus 2.5.
Really?
You know, everybody thinks A&M is just fucking terrible, but
yeah.
Think about, you know, I hate A&M. Like, somebody asked me who my college team was, and just for the listeners, the fucking wolf lives in Houston, and he grew up in Houston. So I've despised A&M my entire life. So anybody asks me who my favorite team is, it's the team that A&M is playing. But I'm going to take A&M minus 2.5 this week.
Why?
Because A&M, here's my thought. All right? Everybody's calling for someone's head. they still have the second best program in Texas. I guess Baylor is now out of the equation. So the second best program in Texas, and they, you know, they're getting five-star recruits. They're getting good players. They have the talent there. Going off the hip, man. Fucking fade it if you think it's wrong.
All right, I will.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah. I went Arkansas plus 2.5.
The Aggies are god-awful.
Ross, what are you doing over there? Are you recording me?
We understand that.
I'm taking a selfie.
Hey, is Ruff on the call?
Yes, this is me. What? Oh no, Ruff's not here. Ruff's
he gone.
He's doing other shit.
All right. Still scrolling. Let's see. Is there another big matchup like ranked folks versus
Oklahoma State and TCU? The line is 13 in favor of Oklahoma State, obviously.
I think I love Baylor plus 27.5.
Against that's Oklahoma, right? Baylor, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I'm
still making my way through the pages. I'm at the 6 o'clock games.
Please don't bet on Baylor if you're out there listening.
Florida. Oh, that's kind of an odd line. Kentucky plus 2.5 versus Florida.
Yeah, it's in Lexington.
I'm literally just doing this off the top of my head. I think I'm going to have to play Kentucky plus 2.5 or plus 110 money line.
Okay.
Oh, the Texas State Bobcats plus 13.5 at home at Jim Wacker Field versus the Roadrunners of UTSA.
Oh, that's a terrible idea still.
UTSA has been stomping teams. Like Texas State.
I'm just kidding. If you're still listening, don't take Texas State. They're fucking terrible.
Actually, I love that line for UTSA.
No one's listening anyway.
Yeah, I don't really have a strong opinion either side on that. UCLA and Stanford. I like Stanford minus 7.5 there for some unknown reason.
Great. Insightful is what you are, if nothing else.
Dude, I have a new employee, so I'm fucking taking like 15 minutes off from training him because I have a quote-unquote another call to make gambling picks. So, oh, here's the TCU game.
You're a mess.
Give me TCU plus 13.5.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
Take it, man.
That was kind of a rapid action. I'm going to have to go back and listen to my picks to be able to tell y'all who I truly picked.
You're sick in the head. Any parting thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners? Maybe a piece of gambling advice? Anything?
Yeah, I'm currently in an argument with my fucking bookie because I took the over of the A's game on Monday. Yeah, on Monday. And the over-under was 10. And the final score was 8-3. So that's an obvious winner for the fucking Wolf. Well, I looked at my account, and it said bet canceled. Well, I didn't read the fine fucking print. It said
all run totals are listed pitchers, and turns out the Mets or the Marlins changed out pitchers right before the game started.
Oh, that is horseshit.
So I sat there and rooted for a game for 3 hours that barely went over. That was canceled. Why couldn't it have been a 1-0 game instead of barely going over?
Yeah, that's so unfortunate, and that's just the way it goes sometimes.
That's my bit of advice. Read the bold print and get fucked.
Fucking Wolf, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure. We appreciate your insight, and the amount of research you did that went into this.
I'm on Twitter handle this week, so stay tuned.
Okay, we will. You have yourself a day.
Good talking to you, fucking Wolf.
Go enjoy that employee you have. And
you too, guys.
Keep it real out there in those streets.
You too, man.
We want to apologize for the fucking Wolf's phone call. I don't know what that was.
It was oddly entertaining.
It was the worst 10 minutes, Dylan just declared, that we've ever done on this show. And we have done some bad minutes before. But the man cleared his throat for 75% of the call.
He needs to clear his throat, like, full-on clear before he picks up the phone.
We even get to finish our baseball minute.
What kind of a psycho calls in, totally unprepared, pulls up his bookie's website, starts scrolling through it and pulling lines at random.
Throws in, quote-unquote, a heater.
Throws in a heater.
Midway through.
No reasoning, no logic. Pure gut instinct. And he calls himself the fucking Wolf.
It's a real treat to have fucking Wolf on.
An honor and a privilege.
Yeah, man.
Good God.
That was electric.
Wow. Getting into NFL news, the Jags host the Ravens in London, which is, why is there even a home team in this? What's just for the sake of,
yeah,
whatever?
Sure.
What are you saying?
The Jags play a home game in London every year. They're trying to be London's team, the Jaguars.
The Jaguars of London Jaguars. Town. Yeah, they play at 8:30 in the morning on
see,
Sunday.
Like, the weird British people, like, face painted with the spots and.
Yeah, they think they're at a soccer game. Yeah. I do enjoy that there's a game at 8:30. It's like there's no gap in gambling if you bet on this game, which I assume you will, from wake up to like 4 p.m. or whatever.
Also,
or Pac-12, 6
p.m. if you're in Pac-12 after dark and you're finishing up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake immediately up and you have another game.
Yeah, catch a couple hours of sleep.
Oh, I love that late Pac-12 game. Usually goes like 3 overtimes. You stay up till 2.
Yeah, you don't know it's any great. Of the players.
Yeah.
Just got your mortgage writing on it.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Eyes are half closed.
Hot. Hot Pac-12 Jack action. Right?
What? Sure.
Anyway, Jags Ravens, London, 8:30 a.m. Central Time Sunday morning. That should be exciting. Injury news. Greg Olsen, otherwise known as the guy everyone in America has had on their fantasy team at least once. Thank you for that, Micah. Great writing. Has an injured foot and is out several weeks.
It's a broken foot.
A broken foot, whatever.
He broke it.
Falcons DR, defensive end.
Supposed to be D end, I guess.
Jesus, man. Vic Beasley suffered a hamstring injury and is out at least a month.
I thought it was Dr. Vic Beasley.
That's what I thought. I was like, what is this?
Falcons Dr. Vic Beasley.
I had no idea Vic
suffered
was a doctor.
Hamstring injury.
Yeah, good thing he's a doctor. He can treat himself. Jordy Nelson left Sunday's game with a quad injury, ruining my entire week. Same leg he had ACL surgery on. Not sure that matters. Status unknown for this game. Questionable is what he has been called thus far. Likely that he'll be limited in practice all week. And game time decision that will probably screw up next week for me, too. Cleveland wide receiver Corey Coleman broke his hand for the second straight season, and he's out for several weeks. Hey, Corey, maybe get better hands, stronger hands.
Hands are important for receivers, dude. What are you doing?
Drink
Why are you breaking it?
Drink some calcium.
Yeah, drink your milk.
Goat milk.
Hit that milk up, son.
Cowboys are down to 2 active corners after 3 were injured last week. That's not what you want.
No.
I think half the Texans team is still injured, but nobody cares, so we'll just move on. Sammy Watkins.
Here's my favorite bullet brain of the week.
He's a flat earther. He came out.
Another flat earther has surfaced. Sammy Watkins.
These damn athletes can't keep their freaking mouth shut about the globe. Stick to sports.
Clemson great Sammy Watkins. This is exciting. I love these guys. Mm. I still think some are doing a bit. Kyrie, for example.
To get attention.
I think he's doing a bit.
Dude, no, he wasn't. That's what's so weird about him.
Like, he's got a brain.
He's a weird dude.
Duke educated.
A very weird dude.
Anyway, Sammy Watkins. Yeah. Okay.
Good receiver, bad glober.
They think that we have actual pictures of the Earth, like real pictures taken from space, and they just think they're like awesome photoshops. I guess
I
don't know.
They think they're doctored.
It's strange.
Yeah, but, most of these guys, what they don't get is, like, they'll make the argument, like, dude, I traveled across the country, and when I look out the plane window, like, it's flat.
Yeah, dude.
Sammy when I Woke. Look out the bus window, it's flat. Like,
well, what they may not understand is the Earth is quite large, and it's hard to see the curvature with the naked eye when you're not so far off the ground. You know, you gotta.
Yeah,
the
no.
The further you get away.
By hard, you mean it's impossible. You cannot see it.
You can see the curvature when you're okay, up high. You can
no,
see
but
it.
Not from standing on the fucking ground. You
no,
can't.
No, no, right, right. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're 35,000 feet up in an airplane, and if you know how to like. Know what you're looking for. You can probably see the curvature.
See a little curve.
But it's people like this that make me feel smarter.
The
about
Earth
myself.
Is thick with two C's.
It's thick.
And you got to respect that.
Low key, though.
Sammy, not down with the cause. Flat Earth truther.
I love it.
Fucking
you
idiot.
You do you. It takes balls to like come out as a flat earther, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was a flat earther, no one would know because I would keep it that shit to myself because you just look like a crazy person.
I don't know. There's a lot of flat earthers that have surfaced.
Well, yeah.
These people are idiots. Big Sunday noon game is Falcons at Lions. The mybookie.ag line is Falcons minus -3, over under is 50.5. This one is interesting to me. I don't hate Falcons minus -3.
Nor should you.
The Lions have looked good in their two shit games they've played, but this is an actually good Atlanta team.
Mm-hmm.
I like Falcons minus -3.
It's in Detroit.
Even on the road. I like it. Yeah.
I'm with you.
I think that's a deceptive line that's probably less than it should be just because it's on the road, and I enjoy Falcons minus -3.
I'm taking Detroit plus +3.
You're an idiot.
Okay, well.
Sunday night, Raiders at Redskins. The my bookie line is Raiders minus -3. This is another weird one.
Also another home dog.
Yeah, and it's the Raiders. They're one of the best teams in the league, so it's scary as fuck. Usually with home dogs, I want to take the home dog because
you get points.
You got
and they're home.
Yeah. That's thank you for explaining
that's a good
it.
Combination.
It is. Yeah. I wasn't going to be able to do it, but I'm glad you did. This is a tough one, though. These are both. I'm taking Raiders minus -3.
Same.
Oh, okay. Samesies. Dan, what about you? What do you think about this?
I'm going to go over 54. I think both teams are going to score.
Okay.
So that's my pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Monday night game is Cowboys at Cardinals, because that's what we need, more nationally televised Cowboys games.
They just always prime time, man.
Cowboys minus -3, the over-under's 47. I haven't seen the Cards play yet. Are they good?
No,
they're trash.
They're not good. At least the Cowboys are still better in primetime than the Giants.
Another home dog. What do you know?
I just did a quick cursory search. There are 9 home dogs this week in the NFL.
Ooh.
That's more than I can imagine. That's a lot.
You know who's not a home dog is the New England Patriots playing the Houston Texans. They are a home favorite by 13 points, which in the NFL is like 722 points. Right.
Back to
so.
The Cowboys.
They're going
to
pound ass.
Give me the weed them boys still at what? Minus -3. I'll take them.
I like it too. I've taken all the road favorites. Out of the ones we've spoken about. Because why not?
Cardinals. Plus +3. They're trash. Give me the points.
And Dan's a Bengals fan.
You want to place bets with us, ride with us, play with us, play with our dinghies? Go on mybookie.ag. Check out the lines on there. Use the code BACKDOOR to activate a 100% matching deposit bonus. If it's your first deposit, you can throw in $100. Use the code BACKDOOR. They'll throw you another $100. There are stipulations that apply to that. Make sure you check those out. Mybookie.ag has all the lines, all the games you want to play. Live in-game betting. If you miss kickoff, it doesn't matter. You can still get action on the game. Throw a live bet in there for each quarter. You know, there's 4 quarters. That's 4 bets. Maybe bet halftime, too. Pick some player props, you know, like over 4.5 receptions for Flat Earth Truther Sammy Watkins. Is he hurt? Is he even playing?
I don't know.
Anyway, mybookie.ag, that's the place to go. You play, you win, you get paid. Check out mybookie.ag today. Use that code BACKDOOR and get that 100% cash bonus. You make it right off the bat for doing nothing. There you go. How about that? We have a hotline. The number is 800-392-6344. Every week we will play the best calls to that hotline. We are 4-5 this week. You can call in, rant, ask us a question, talk about sports. 800-392-6344 is the number. Again, that's 800-392-6344. Here's the first call from this week.
fuck Dan, fuck everything he's about. I fucking hate him. I cannot stand him. Fuck him. Ole Miss is better than everybody. He knows who the fuck I am by now, just so you know. Just so you know, Dan. Danny Regs, I got you. Just wait. You know this. I won money off you the first week, and I was nice enough to spend it on Pan Outfitters. But fuck yourself on Ole Miss. Fuck yourself. You should have won with my boys. They lost, but you ride or die. Loyalty means something to me. So fuck yourself, Danny Regs.
Okay.
It was simply like,
your boy, man.
I wanted to win money, so I bet on Cal. And I told him Cal was going to probably win outright.
You pissed off this Reb.
Yeah.
He's not happy with
it. I mean, I gave him some logical reasons, too. Like, Ole Miss, they had to deal with that COI infraction like committee the
He's
entire
your neck, though, man.
The entire week. They were in Kentucky. Then they had to fly West Coast.
This guy wants your head on a spike.
Yeah, Cal was going to beat him like 100 times out of 100. Just sorry. Like, sorry, man.
Listen, it's nothing personal. It's
money.
It's gambling.
Yeah.
It's business. You know? And chill out. Why is our first phone call death threats and stuff?
I don't hate it.
Good God. Next call.
Hey, Backdoor Cover. This is Parker. Normally from the Utah area. Now living in the LA area. Just fucking lost two bets. Like, fuck my life. Like, I understand what Reese now goes through. Like, I fucking put money on SC. Like, fuck that. Like, Texas is back, but fuck. Also lost on damn shitty bet for San Jose State. Guys, is, like, life really worth living for? Like, I hopped in this gambling game because of you guys, but I don't know if it's worth it. Like, call me back if you can. Like, I don't know if Mike is on the other line or not, but yeah. Love you guys.
Yeah, for the record, we will never call you back.
We can't. I don't even think we can.
We don't even have your number. Secondly, Texas plus 15.5 was my lock, you stupid idiot. So no one should feel bad for you there. Listen to me. I don't give out locks very...
especially not... I trust your word on Texas. I just got... I got boned personally and talked out of it by Micah and TJ, so that sucked.
He's but also a Utah student or Utah grad, friends with former intern Wes. And he took my San Jose State pick last week, plus 27 against the UT. Faded his own school. Shouldn't have done that, man. And if you went with the rest of my picks, you'd pretty much be up. So I'm sorry I lost one game.
But hey, thank you for calling us from the Utah area.
We appreciate that. The Utah area is
the
a great...
defined borders of the Utah area.
It's a good area, Utah area. One of my favorite areas.
I'd probably fly... Like, I'll fly over Utah, but I'm not visiting Utah.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Okay.
Dan's going in on Utah right now.
Next call.
The state.
Hey, guys. It's Reese from Texas. I don't know why I always do this to myself. You know, the beginning of the season, I was done with Texas. And then I let themselves crawl back into my heart. This is what happens. They let me down like always. I don't know why I'm surprised. I don't know why I ever will be. It's because it's just the way we are. I hate USC. I hope that blind kid loses his hearing, his dog dies.
Holy
I'm in a bad
shit.
Place right now, guys. Talk to you later.
Good Lord. What?
Reese just wished that the blind kid at USC loses his hearing. And his dog dies.
That's tough, man. That's tough. He just rooted death on a blind kid's seeing eye dog.
On a kid that didn't even play.
He wants him to go Helen Keller, basically.
And he wants him to be full Helen Keller.
Yeah. Well, Reese, that's dark, man. Even for you, that's some dark shit.
Reese,
but on the bright side, Reese is alive. He has not taken his own life yet. So
which
that's
is good.
Huge.
But it's an issue that he continues to not learn from his mistakes. Reese, repeating the same thing and expecting different results is the definition of insanity.
That's true.
Did you know that?
Yes. It's not really, but a lot of people say that.
It is the definition of insanity, according to people. And Reese, you are insane. Is what I'm trying to say.
But we love you, and we want you to keep living, so don't kill yourself, please.
Yeah, no. Well, you know what? Honestly, at this point, I don't really care.
Well, I care.
I care about you, Reese.
I mean, I care about Reese. I just don't, you know. If that's his prerogative, whatever. Whatever. Next call. Yeah.
Hey, boys. You got Trey from Tennessee here. Micah, I heard what you said about Tennessee being a trash state, so I got a suggestion for you. How about you come around your desk there, and you pull down your pleated khakis, get Dylan to warm his arm up real good, and I want him to hurl a football straight up your big, dumb Nebraska corn-fed ass. Send me a mouse pad, bitch.
Micah, look, if you're down for that, I can help you.
I would love to see you throw a football up his ass.
Yeah. It's not really something I'm into. I'm not a Nebraska person. I'm not really corn-fed either.
You do kind of look like a Nebraska guy.
And to be fair, you do eat a lot of corn.
I like corn tortillas, but I don't eat corn in any other sources.
What do you like?
Corn tortillas.
You're just something wrong with you, boy. Side
of well, anyway, you know what? The people of Tennessee are fine. Their school is trash, and their coach is the worst one in America, so deal with it.
Okay, and that's corn tortillas. I can't even do tortillas.
He used to be a waiter at a Mexican restaurant. I wonder if he actually talked like
would
that.
Would you like some tortillas? That was the hotline for this week. Please call us. The number is
800-392-6344.
That is correct. Next week, we've got some new segments coming, including a hockey segment, which is going to be focused on the sport of hockey, which has kicked back off.
Wait, are my Golden Knights, are they hitting the ice this year?
Yes,
Dylan. Is it our time?
You stupid fuck.
I'm so excited.
Your team is out there, dude.
Yeah.
You guys got a roster.
I need to go catch a game, dog.
Yeah, let's see. Most recently, they beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-1. The Golden Knights are thus far a 2-0 undefeated team.
Wait, regular season has started?
No, preseason.
Oh, well, I don't care about the fucking preseason.
Oh, I thought the regular season started. I'm not a hockey guy. When does that start? It's on the sheet,
October 4th.
Regular season starts October 4th.
It's coming up.
The sheet here says the regular season starts October 4th. That's in like 2 weeks.
What are the futures on the Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup?
I will tell you right now.
Because I want some of that sweet action. Okay. I want the action.
Well, talk about something while I look it up.
Let's talk about any animals we need to talk about? Any kind of predatory, cool-ass animals?
I keep thinking about pandas. Been thinking about them a lot lately.
Pandas are useless.
I love them.
Remember how you brought up koalas last time, and you're talking about how fierce they were, some stupid shit like
yep,
that?
Yep, very fierce. Makes no sense, very fierce. Man.
Pandas are cool, but they also, like, we have to intervene for them to continue to survive.
Are they all in China? Are there any over here except for, like,
San Diego Zoo?
We bring them over here, we force them to bone, and we send them back.
Yeah, but they don't have sex without us forcing them to bone. They also, their entire diet consists of bamboo, which has no nutritional value whatsoever to pandas. Pandas are useless. Pandas suck.
I couldn't agree with you less.
Dan hates two things, the state of Utah and pandas.
All right, the Vegas Golden Knights are plus 12,000 to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, I want some fucking action.
Which makes them the overwhelming underdog in the NHL by, let's
least
see,
likely.
The closest thing to that is plus 8,000, which is Vancouver Canucks.
Well, we're about to shock the world.
This is a total of 4,000 more than that.
Because they're an island of misfit toys.
We are going to shock the world.
I agree. I think we are going to shock the world. Can't wait. That line, those lines, those odds are according to mybookie.ag, by the way. Well, I don't know if you know that.
So you know they're legit.
So you know they're legit. Use the code backdoor to operate your whatever. What were we talking about? Oh, saw a story on the news. Dude gets in his gets in a truck, drives for a long time. Gets out of the truck. I think this was in Australia, if I'm not mistaken. And hears this weird noise coming from, like, the wheel well. Goes, checks it. There's a fucking koala up in the wheel well of this 18-wheeler, like, holding on for dear life. It's just been there for the whole damn ride.
Damn.
So they rehabilitate it for, like, 60 minutes or something and drive it back to wherever it came from. And they release it back in the wild.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Just terrified.
First thing he did, they let him out of the cage. Within 5 seconds, he's up on a tree climbing that thing.
Man.
Never wants to deal with a human again.
I want to go tell all of his koala friends about that story, I'm sure.
And he'll say, stay away from these damn metal moving machines with their wheels.
But they don't speak English, so they have to relay that some with hand. I don't know what they do.
Sign language, probably.
They make clicking noises like some African tribes do.
Oh, really? See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how koalas.
What do koalas eat? Like little rodents?
They only eat exclusively leaves. Eucalyptus leaves.
Exclusively?
Exclusively.
How old would that get if all you ate was the same leaf over and over again?
They're a creature of routine. Kind of like myself.
That's kind of like Micah's diet of strictly bananas. He eats nothing but bananas over and over again. It's got to get old.
It does. Banana-eating ass. Corn-fed ass. Banana-eating Nebraska ass.
Yeah. It's weird, man.
Got any shouts?
Oh, let's see. No.
Hey, shouts to Tom Herman for the entertaining game he provided us with on Saturday.
Hey, the Horns fought hard, man. They did.
They were almost back.
They played their guts out. That defense played their little testicles off.
Wieners flapping in the wind. Windy wiener.
Dan, shouts?
Yeah, shouts to the country of Belize, which I'm about to fly into on Sunday night.
Yeah, Dan won't be here next week. He will be in Belize with a stranger.
This is true. This is a fun little story here.
Dan, why don't you explain? You know what? No, I'll do it. Dan met a human of the female variety that, for no one knows why,
like a week and a half ago,
has an extra plane ticket and lodging for him in Belize. They black out together, presumably, and decide he's going to go on this trip with her. They don't know each other at all.
We've gone out a few times since.
His odds on losing an organ are high, according to my lines in my head.
According to the MyBookie line.
Okay, yeah. You can get on MyBookie.ag right now and bet on whether or not Dan will lose a kidney.
It's plus 450 that he loses at least one kidney.
Yeah.
If I get kidnapped, though, do you think Grand X is going to splurge for
Absolutely not. My
ransom?
There's no, you're fucking done. Way. That would be it for you.
You're done.
That would be it for you.
Fair enough.
Even if Madison's like, we should probably, you know, pay Dan's ransom, I'm going to try and talk him out of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You could sell some t-shirts and try to raise money that way, like save Free Dan or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd wear a Free Dan shirt.
I don't know if that'll... Do you think that'll sell more than the Nissan Cube shirt?
Yes, I do. I do.
Because it's for a human life. It's for a decent cause.
We appreciate you tuning in and talking about sports, koalas, and Belize with us this week. It was really meaningful and important. Shouts to you, our listeners.
Shouts to the fucking wolf who brought the thunder this
Shouts
week.
Shouts to the fucking wolf for the least prepared, worst segment we've ever done in the history of this show. Shouts to manoutfitters.com, where you can use the code BACKDOOR to get 10% off your entire order. You should subscribe on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, and write a review for us. That would be very kind of you if you did that. We would appreciate it a great deal. Follow us on Twitter at BackdoorCover. Follow me on all social media at WR Bolin. Dan, where can the people find your social medias?
Just at BackdoorCover. Find me there.
Wow. Okay, don't even follow Dan. Just follow BackdoorCover.
I'm all about my personal brand, so you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DShivery.
You can follow me in New Orleans this weekend at MicahTX on Snapchat.
I do not recommend doing that.
Chicks
just for
only.
The record.
Micah's in a weird shit, so I wouldn't do that.
You know what? I do recommend doing it, actually. If you want to see what the producer of this show, the guy behind the switchboard over there, whatever he does every day when we're recording, nobody really knows. But if you want to know what he's like, this is the opportunity.
And he has a 5-day-old mustache right now, which is, it looks like it's 5 days old, and he's working on it, but it looks real creepy right now. And hopefully he's bringing that to New Orleans.
It's going
to
play in NOLA, I think. He might actually have a better shot of getting shanked in NOLA than I do in Belize, so...
No, factually, he does not.
There might be some action on mybookie.ag on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back on Monday to talk about all this weekend's action. We'll be on Twitter all weekend tweeting about games and what we're betting on. And I'm personally rooting for Dan to hit a massive losing streak
right before vacation?
Right before his vacation.
Okay.
And that's it. We'll see you in hell.